something that I memed out on yesterday, just was thinking about this sort of came to me when I was watching Back to the Future. It's one of those movies I go, do you know when you sit there and think, oh, what can I put on that will fill in a couple of hours, or I'm just, you know, looking to fill in time? I love the Back to the Future series.
Yes. You know? I love that. Absolutely.
Marty McFly gets to go back and reset his past. Things change a little bit, but probably for the better.
Would you like to go back in your past and change a few things?
There's a lot of things I'd like to change. Advice that was given me, conversations I had with people.
So you would you have a lot of regrets, do you?
Hell yes.
Okay, right.
I would change probably the approach I did at school, how I related to my fellow students. A couple of incidents occurred. I'd actually reframe how I dealt with them. But when you're 10, 11, 12, you've got no idea how to negotiate people's feelings. And
exactly. Hindsight. Like you've now got that opportunity to be a better person.
Yeah. I want a DeLorean. I want to go back to, you know, old Bilko in 1984, St. Pat's College in Goulburn, and just sit in the quadrangle and say, you know what? I misunderstood. This is what's going on in my family. Just love me as I am, rather than go through that hell and torment that I went through during secondary school.
Okay.
You know, because I had it firm in my mind that I wanted to get into the religious life. So for all my high school years, I was saying I was going to be a priest, So I was ribbed for that, even in a Catholic school.
Okay.
They're sort of going...
And so you would have felt defensive of that too.
Always, exactly.
Yeah.
So people are saying to me, what, you never want to get married, never want to have kids? And at that stage, no, wasn't interested.
Yeah, but you see, you're quite a stubborn person. So, yeah, as a kid, I would imagine you would have dug your heels in.
Well, I never had a girlfriend, never went to the blue lights, so never even kissed a girl, you know, because I wanted to go and be
not
a priest.
Not at all, in high school?
No, never got a kiss from anyone. I never kissed anyone.
Did you try?
No, too scared.
Yeah, okay.
If I went to the blue lights, I'd be over the other side of the room. I think one girl one year approached me, and I thought it quite exciting when she, you know, actually, you know, bumped me with her hips and was getting the dancing. I thought, wow, this is really cool. And she was really nice.
Mm.
Where did she go? Anyway, but I thought, even if I didn't have a DeLorean, if I had some way to tunnel back a message to my 18-year-old self, if I could only get three words out there, and that would be enough to change my life, I'd love to pass on that advice.
Okay, so what are the three words?
The three words, it's always stuck with me. It's something Ned Kelly said before he got hanged back in or whatever it was.
Now I've got to try and remember.
Such is life.
Such is life.
That is my three words to my younger self.
That's three words. So just to accept what happens, the status quo, and
it makes you the person you are now. Yeah.
Okay, such is life.
Such is life.
Okay.
What about you?
Oh, I'm going to have to think about it. I've actually been looking. You put this up on Facebook. Yeah. I've been looking at some of the responses from our listeners, our family. What about Marcus Sutto? His three words are "don't get married." I love this.
What's
going
on
there? And then his mate Peter's obviously he's messaged and said, "But you are getting married," and he goes, "Oh yeah, I meant the first time."
Oh, okay, he qualified that.
Yeah, but no, it's good. We've got some really good comments. Tina said, do a trade. Chelsea, trust the universe. Another don't get married. Stocks, gold and land. Brad George said, invest. That was from Darren. Brad George said, invest in Apple.
Well, Granny Smith's.
No, not Granny Smith's. Jasmine said, just do it.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, Daniel, buy some Bitcoin. I love these responses.
Yeah, so three words. And look, 1-300-891-929, have a bit of fun with that this morning. Three words you could throw back to your 18-year-old self. What would they be? Just for a little bit of fun. Don't be like Tony who said, I never bother talking to my 18-year-old self. Do you see that?
Oh, yeah.
It's always a negative, didn't
he? No. Tony said, I've been 18 years old since 1975, so I won't be encouraged into talking to myself. He's still 18 after all these years.
Yeah,
I love that.
Good on you, Tony. You got three words, Ali, that you could come up with?
Yep. I'll try and clean this up.
Right.
I was going to use a swear word, but I won't. So I'll just say organisation skills lacking. Because I was going to say get organised.
Okay.
Yeah, that's probably the three words that I would like to say.
I'm saying such is life.
Yeah, you're saying such is life.
Dan's saying buy Bitcoin on Facebook,
yeah,
which is
buy
awesome.
Bitcoin. We've had some really great answers, actually.
I'm
People have
them.
Said buy a house. I love Lisa's. This is sweet. He's worth it.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's
nice.
Lovely. Stu said buy ocean property. If you don't get married.
What about you, Bob? What three words, my friend?
Work at it.
Yeah, I like that.
Work at it. Good one. What didn't you work at?
My marriage when I was young.
Oh.
Sorry, brother.
How long did your marriage last?
54 years now.
Oh, so you're still married now?
Yes.
And you think you didn't put in enough effort in the younger days?
I was not a good husband.
Oh, that's well, bigger, you recognise that now and you're still married. Yeah. Obviously, she loves you.
Yeah, and my next three words are, it's all good.
Oh, yeah, I love that one.
Great positive story, Bob.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that advice. Go on.
I went and got counselling and everything because I was not a good person in my head. Mm. And I wasn't good to my wife, but, you know, now we're so much in love, it's not fun.
Oh, my goodness, that is so beautiful. Bob, what would you say to other couples?
He's gone, mate. Sorry.
Oh, he's gone.
He's gone. Alan, hello, mate.
There you go.
What are your three words you'd pass on to your 18-year-old self?
When I was 18, I was having that much fun. Keep it up.
Keep it up. Well, you could read into that a whole bunch of ways. Keep up the fun, I'm presuming you're saying.
Yeah.
Think
it's
how you like.
I love it. Hey, Bob's come back. Can you give us that advice on how to be a better husband, mate?
That have dropped out.
Yeah, it's all right.
That's okay, Bob.
What's that advice you want to give us about being a better husband?
Realise that you're not the only person in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, people have feelings like you think you have, but they mightn't be the same as yours, but if you put the effort into it, you will get the reward.
Certainly will.
You think a lot of married couples and couples in general just don't put that effort in, Bob?
They don't work at it, honestly. Yeah. You know, I'm lucky. I married probably the best woman in the world, and she stayed with me and persevered with me, and I changed for her. And she's not a well person at the moment, and I'm getting my chance to repay her for all the things she did for me. And that makes me feel a great person.
Oh, you are a great person, Bob. What's her name?
Narelle.
Narelle,
I want to take that inspiration on for my marriage, mate. That's just beautiful. I wish I could be a better husband. I'm trying every day. I'm trying every day, Bob. Thank you so much for giving me hope.
And, Bob, please.
I'll tell you one thing. You've got to swallow your pride, and I did, and I went and got counselling for it, and it was the best thing I ever did in my life.
Well, you should be really proud of yourself, Bob, and no question, Narelle obviously loves you to death. You've been married for 54 years. And you're lucky to have each other. And please, please give her a big hug and a kiss from us. We hope that she's going to be okay.
Good on you, Bob. Thank you so much for sharing
Bob. That's so beautiful.
I love it.
Oh.
Louis's got three words he'd pass on to his 18-year-old self. What is it, Louis?
Use common sense.
Use common sense. I love that. Yes. That's such a good one, isn't it?
How did you go off the rails at 18, Louis?
Oh, I didn't go off the rails, but I tell you what, mate, there's a lot of things. If I had the chance, I'd go back and I would say that to myself so many times.
Yeah.
I'd like to shake myself and say, listen, dude, just stop interacting with people that way. You're turning so many people. You know what? It's behaviour and attitude.
Stop interacting with people? What do you mean?
Just being like a dickhead.
Oh, okay, yeah. Stop being a dickhead.
Maybe I go, such is life by Ned Kelly. Maybe I should just use those words. Don't be a dickhead. Those four words.
Wake up, dickhead. I love that.
Yeah, good on you, Louie. He's always bringing light to the show. I'm loving that.
Swear jar. Sorry, everyone. We'll have to put some money in the swear jar.
Yeah, we will have to. Apologies to
him. That's too funny. Wow, what a beautiful call from Bob. Thank you so much, and Alan and Louie.
Yeah, he's made me think, Bob, and you know, I'm going to go home and hug my beautiful wife tonight a little bit extra hard. I think she needs it, and I need it too.